USA Radio News.
Two people were killed and 14 wounded in a shooting at a nightclub in Norway's capital. A suspect believed to be the sole perpetrator was apprehended. It is not immediately clear what the motive was for the attack. The 14 people that were injured were taken to the hospital, several with severe injuries, police said. President Joe Biden will sign a bipartisan bill to address gun violence into law before departing for Europe. The White House announced the measure includes millions of dollars for mental health, school safety, crisis intervention programs, and incentives for states to include juvenile records in the National Instant Criminal Background Check System. This is USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you could buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Alabama Representative Mo Brooks sent the Trump White House an email requesting pardons for hundreds of Republican lawmakers who attempted to overthrow the 2020 election, saying he did so at the orders of then-President Donald Trump. A picture of the email was posted on Twitter by a CBS reporter dated January 11, 2021, and addressed the Trump's White House executive assistant, Molly Michael. The email also requested pardons for all 126 Republicans who, in December 2020, signed a brief for a Texas lawsuit that sought to challenge the election results in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Georgia. Brooks stated that he would testify about the events surrounding the insurrection. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
DINOVITE.com.
Public affairs specialists with the Grand Canyon National Park Service are trying to pinpoint the source of an outbreak of a gastrointestinal illness. The National Park Service reported 118 confirmed cases, with many people experiencing symptoms that are consistent with norovirus. Grand Canyon officials are looking into whether contaminated water may be to blame after a spike in the illness among visitors to the park, specifically areas along the Colorado River. Officials have put out a gastrointestinal illness alert while also advising visitors against using water from the nearby Colorado River, side streams, pools, and springs. A federal court temporarily blocked the government's order for Juul to stop selling its electronic cigarettes. Juul had filed an emergency motion with the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington so it could appeal the sales ban, and the court later granted the request. The e-cigarette maker had asked the court to pause what it called an, quote, extraordinary and unlawful action by the Food and Drug Administration that would have required it to immediately halt its business. For USA Radio News, I'm Ellie Andrews.